Of all the horrible things that we're going to talk about this morning, perhaps the worst one of all is being told, "I told you so." To add serious insult to serious injury, being told, "I told you so," just makes it so much more painful. Kiddah number 9 connects all the horrible things that we lament to Hashem's warning, the Tochacha and Bechukosai, where Hashem says exactly what's going to happen if we don't keep the mitzvahs, if we distance ourselves from Torah observance. And the Kiddah basically says, "I told you so. You knew this was coming. I gave you a warning," and we can match line for line how the Churban, how the death and destruction and exile, "I told you this was coming." If you look at what the core sin is that the Tochacha describes repeatedly there in Bechukosai, the key word is keri. You people are going to act with Hashem, with keri, and I, Hashem, will respond with keri. And you're going to go with further keri? Hashem says, "I will respond with more keri." What is this keri? Happenstance, disconnect, car, it's cold, it's rote. Rav Sternbach on Parshas Bechukosai quotes from Targum Yonasan, we're describing people who are doing mitzvos. Bekeri. Rote, haphazard, cold, disconnected, apathetic. We're not violating the mitzvos. We're doing the mitzvos. Bekeri. Without any sense of feeling, without the hargasha, without any sense of meaning or significance. And Hashem says, "You want keri? You want to feel disconnected? You want to feel like Avodas Hashem is meaningless and not satisfactory or fulfilling? I'll respond bekeri. You live bekeri, you'll be treated bekeri. You act bekeri, I'll act with you bekeri." And no Beis HaMikdash, no Karbanos, no Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Bibinyanam. That's cold. That's empty. That's really unfulfilling. We had the most beautiful avodah, the most beautiful service, and we gave it up. We did it, but it wasn't interesting. But this idol, that worship, ooh, that's really exciting. That's passionate. That was our passion. This statue and this stick and this temple and this bowing and this service. Why? What are we trading away for a little bit of excitement? And now here we sit. Devoid, bereft, cold, lost, distanced. "I told you so. I told you so." Herein lies the terrible cycle of apathy. When we did mitzvos, but with a cold sense of disconnect, Hashem made it almost impossible for us to perform mitzvos with a sense of connection. Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Kisavo, in the longer second version of the Tochacha, the pasuk describes, why is all this happening? Tachas asher lo avadatas Hashem elokecha b'simcha uvetuv levav merov kol. Because you are not serving Hashem b'simcha. Rabbeinu Bechai there also comments, you're doing the mitzvos, but without simcha. That's so bad. I'm putting on the tefillin. I'm keeping Shabbos. I'm davening. I'm learning. I'm doing all the mitzvos. The lack of simcha is a reason to lose everything? Apparently. If it's robotic, if it's apathetic, then Hashem says, "I also will go bekeri. And your mitzvos are going to feel loose and empty." That rare moment where we actually feel some inspiration, and davening feels like davening, and Shabbos feels like Shabbos, we get so inspired. And then we lose it. And learning isn't exciting, and davening isn't exciting, and yantiv is annoying, and Shabbos is a burden. It's hard. The greatest curse is our mitzvos are not meaningful. Throughout the day, throughout the year, our mitzvos are a burden. We're spending all this money, we're spending all this time, and it's not always fulfilling. I told you so. This keen is a time to lament all the times that we feel lost, that our mitzvos are not fulfilling, that our Shabbos is not inspiring, our tefillah is not inspiring, our learning is not inspiring. Can you imagine what it would be like to have a Beis HaMikdash, to have the Shechina in front of us, to have a avoda that seems to be accepted on the spot, a fire going up to heaven, to daven together in the Beis HaMikdash, to learn from the Sanhedrin? That would be meaningful, that would be warm, that would be close, that would not be carry. But for now, we did it to ourselves. When we had all those things, we acted bekeri. And now here we sit bekeri, cold, disconnected, apathetic, robotic in our mitzvos. If we want to feel that again, that sense of warmness and closeness and connectivity, then we need to sit right now and feel just how painful it is to be cold and disconnected. Hashem told us so. Hecha tefarti mirosh hasan.